What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Yeah, happy Monday to you. You are in the loop here on Sports Radio 610. John Lopez, Reginald Datatula, and Figgy Fig hanging out with you. 713-572-4610, how you get involved with us. Do you agree with the assertion that the Brock Purdy extension, five-year, 265, good for an average annual value of $53 million, is the perfect template for this Houston Texans to CJ Stroud, who, I mean, he's next man up at this point. Offseason.
Right. Yeah.
He is the dude who I think it's very evident that he will sign an extension. I think that he has proven the given, right, mm-hmm. the idea that, hey, he is that guy. He is above whatever the modern quarterback Mendoza line is. Mm-hmm. At one point I used to call it the Andy Dalton line. I don't know what the current line would be, but he's above that level of talent, whatever it is, where you go, no. Yeah. This is the guy that we keep going with. This is the guy we keep rocking with. And, of course, he's well above that, at least in my eyes, and I imagine mm-hmm. in the eyes of a lot of Houstonians. But you see CJ, or you see Brock Purdy after, you know, going through the literal mystery relevant contract of making pennies on the dollar comparatively to his mm-hmm. peers of starting quarterbacks. He finally gets paid after, like, what was kind of a tumultuous negotiating process, and he gets 165 guaranteed. When it comes 165 million rather guaranteed in the first 3 years, 181 guaranteed overall. And you, Lopez, seem to believe that this is the perfect deal. And I'm like, I don't know how you get this deal, but why do you view it?
Yeah, I was wondering, how did y'all feel about the deal overall? Was it too much money
for Brock? Perfect?
Yeah,
I actually quite love the deal for Brock Purdy.
Okay.
The
mm-hmm.
reason why I'll get there, I think one of the things that the kind of ideas that I've stood on and I believe strongly in mm-hmm. is we get thrown off by big numbers. America as a society, we're not good with math. Like we are afraid of math. So when numbers get real big, we get real scared. We get real dicey. And so we all see 53 million. We go, ooh, that's a big number.
Yeah.
I think with the way that the NFL has gone, the numbers are so big, especially for quarterbacks, that I think it's much more helpful to make things percentage of the salary cap
mm-hmm.
When we talk about this, so that we have a better understanding of what that actually means. And at signing, when you talk about the percentage of the salary cap at signing for any given quarterback, Brock Purdy's percentage was 18.98
mm-hmm.
of this upcoming 2025 salary cap. That is the percentage. That is good for 14th. When it comes to percentage of salary cap at signing.
Yeah.
He is below Josh Allen, Jared Goff, Tua Tagovailoa, Trevor Lawrence, Jordan Love, Deshaun Watson, Kyler Murray. Right? Are you getting the sense of what I'm... He is yeah. below all those quarterbacks. And so I think relative when it comes to production, because we're out of the range of talking about you yeah. as a Mr. Irrelevant now. You got paid, and you're just a starting quarterback, and you have to deliver on that space. But delivering relative to your contract is actually also going to be a little bit easier here mm-hmm. because it puts him in that place where you're like, just be a top half quarterback, which I think that he is a bar that he can clear without, you know, the idea of who is he playing with and all those things. I think his talent He's convinced me to a place where he's talented enough to be a top half quarterback, which is not a high bar to clear. But again, if you make it too high, then you set yourself up for failure.
Right.
And this is why I come back to what your question was, or what your assertion is here, Lopez, the idea that C.J. Stroud, and I'm like, if you can get this, sure. But I do not look at C.J. Stroud and ask him, can you just be above the top half
of
quarterbacks in the league?
I'm not talking about the dollar figure here. What I'm talking about is how they did this.
Okay.
And that's why I feel like, and I heard the morning guys talking about this, Figgy just asked, how'd you get there? How do you think this is the... No, this is the template. And the reason I say that is what you can do with him, bigger number, you know, a bigger guarantee, but front load the guarantee and spread out the bonus. If they can convince C.J. Stroud, and there are incentives for C.J. Stroud to do this, and I'll get to that in a little bit, then all of a sudden what you can do is all these other salaries that you're going to have to pay, all these other players that you're going to have to pay, you can afford them a lot easier. Because keep in mind, Brock Purdy right now, through 2020, there's only an $8 million more cap hit for him. And that is very, very friendly.
In this season?
Yeah, in this season. That is very, very friendly. If you can front load it, still give C.J. Stroud the big money, but make the cap hit a little lower up front, then all of a sudden these other salaries you can afford. And there are reasons why there's an incentive for C.J. Stroud to do this. What is the biggest problem right now with the Houston Texans and C.J. Stroud? The offensive line.
Sure.
The questions about the offensive line. We don't know what Cam Robinson's going to be in the future or how long he's going to be here.
I don't know how much you want to consider him when it comes to
in the future, at all. Yeah. You know, same thing with a lot of other players.
And that's with all due respect to Cam Robinson, mind
you. And there are players that you have questions. We talked about that. You have questions everywhere on the offensive line. You're going to need to pay some offensive linemen, get some offensive linemen in here. You're going to need to pay, you know, a lot of other players that are, Will Anderson being one, that are coming up. The incentive for C.J. Stroud to do this is he's still going to get his money. He's still going to get a large guarantee. But if you can structure it the way they structured Brock Purdy's contract, the Niners are set. Like, they have gotten all their players. The window is open. They're paying them. They're going to be able to manipulate and work the cap. And I think Fred Warner is the only other one that they still need to to pay. If you can front load it, defer bonus money, I think it says a lot to the organization. I think it says a lot to teammates. Like, you can talk about how C.J. Stroud is well-liked all you want, but what talks?
Money. Yeah, money is a proxy for respect.
Yeah.
In all these spaces, and I imagine at your job too.
Yeah.
Right? If you've been at a place for a while and they have not given you a level of an uptick in your pay, at some point you go, these people don't respect me. Right?
Right. Like if you know, you get your money, Figgy, you get your money, Reggie. Obviously, this is a fantasy world, but you know, but
you're damn right it is.
Yeah, I was like, trying to figure out which money you were talking about. You took me out of the game for
but
a second.
But you both leave enough for someone else to also get paid. That says a lot more than you being a great dude and you being a great dude. You know what I mean?
How far do you go with that? Because I mean, one of the things that we've established, and I, of course, quarterback is just an entirely different circumstance, right?
Mm-hmm.
How far do you go with this? Like, do you end up in the range where you're doing a Patrick Mahomes 10-year deal where now we can do all sorts of cap
absolutely
situations
yes.
and eventually, you know, come back and do extensions and mess with money and all those types of things? Do you think, one, obviously that seems like mm-hmm. that'd be advantageous, but one, does that necessarily track with what Nick Casario has seemed to do with his team, with his players, mm-hmm. which is actually give them shorter deals mm-hmm. and make it so that they can get back to the table sooner.
Yes, but not at quarterback.
Okay.
But and not at quarterback.
Do you think he goes for that?
Yeah, I was wondering. I don't know if CJ would go for that and his team would go for that.
Here's why he could go for it. Longer-term deal, let's say 10-year deal. No trade clause, just like Purdy.
That's the thing that I've been looking at with this Brock
no
Purdy
No trade
deal.
Clause, just like Purdy. Because you know what that does? That tells Purdy, I'm set, I'm going to get paid. I have control of the entire, you know, situation here. It tells the Niners, and the Niners are actually telling the league, we love this guy, and it gives stability, which is a word that they love to use at NRG, just like anywhere else. Gives stability to the roster. Everybody coming up for a contract knows C.J. Stroud's going to be our quarterback. In San Francisco, they know, better or worse, top half, top third, top five, doesn't matter. Brock Purdy is going to be our quarterback. You got stability. You got the, you know, obviously security of a 10-year deal. You're going to get your money. It's just a matter of how they do the bonuses and defer money and all that other stuff and the guarantee. I think this is the way the Texans need to do it with C.J. Stroud. Forget the 2-3 year deal. That's out the window with C.J. He's going to get a 10-year deal. I mean, I don't see any way they're going to go 6 or 7 with him. They're going to go 10.
Well,
you don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
I think in the perfect world, they would like to go 7 to 10. But I'm just wondering, you know, you got Mo Legueda as the agent.
That's right.
So I'm just kind of curious, is that their plan? Are they down with a 10? Because I haven't seen them go with a 10-year deal.
I think Mo Legueda wants the highest guarantee in history, and he could get that. Just a matter of how you put it together. You know, and where you get the bonus, defer the bonus money, give him a no-trade clause. I think this is the way the Texans have to do it.
Well, that's interesting because when I saw the Brock Purdy deal, again, 5-year, 265 on that $53 million average annual value, good for 14th percentage of the cap at signing, right? When I saw that and I saw that he got a no-trade clause, he is one of, I believe, 9 quarterbacks. Mm-hmm. Who has that? And the thought I had was, is that the cost of waiting, right? Is it that you waited so long that you lost a level of leverage and you were like, here, this is one of the things I can do to sweeten the pot? Or was that just a trade-off for a better number? Because depending on how you view that, not saying that, you know, the league all the way around is going to operate exactly the same from front office to front office, but does that then operate in that way for CJ Stroud? Because that's one of the things you're kind of asserting is put in a no-trade clause and that's fine. Is that something you would want to do? Because the leverage and the, you know, the concerns that causes on the back end can be problematic. And I know in this moment, and I would agree with this thought, CJ Stroud, you're not going to have to worry about no-trade clause. We want you here.
Yeah.
But no-trade clauses are not necessary until they are.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
And exactly.
Like, circumstance pops up and all of a sudden the no-trade clause becomes a nuisance. Is that something that is worthwhile in order to, I don't know, squeeze out a couple extra million or add an extra year on a contract or what have you?
See, I think it's good for both sides. I really do. In this case. I mean, do you think the Texans are envision any scenario in which CJ Stroud won't be their quarterback?
No, but I think that also you have to be careful in just because you don't envision it in that space, like as a, what is the word that our guy Nick Caserio likes using as an actuary for, you know, the situations of the organization, you have to consider worst case scenarios or what have you. And even situations where you still want him, right? Like what happens if you end up in, and I don't think that you get to this place because again, they have showed a willingness to get deals done early rather than late. But what happens if somehow you end up in a place where you're like, the Cowboys and Dak Prescott, where they were drawing these things out. And as you did that, you had to add more. You had to give no trade clauses. And then the next time you came around to a deal, that was then leverage that was used to put you in a worse place. In the way that you're trying to make a deal that gives you more flexibility, that in turn on the backside can give you less flexibility. And far be it for me to argue against players. I just wonder from the organization perspective, is that something you give up just to give it up?
Well, I think it's something you give up to make sure you get the right deal for the organization. And that's another part of it. And this is probably the most key thing. If C.J. Stroud proves in 2025 that he is a perfect fit for what they want to do under Nick Caley, then I think that becomes easier.
Well, how much does the Nick Caley fit happen? Because if it goes very well, I imagine Nick Caley not long for this Texans world.
No, but I mean that style, that offense, that system or whatever, because that's the biggest reason Brock Purdy became good to begin with and got this contract secondly. He's a perfect fit for what Shanahan does.
I hear you, but I also think that when it comes to getting paid, I think you draft and you acquire based off of fit. You pay based off of, like, play in a vacuum? Like, how good are you? Because, again, one of the things is once you get paid, and I know that you're trying to manipulate this in a way so that you have maximum maneuverability, but once a quarterback gets paid because of the salary that they command, it makes it harder, and it means that the quarterback is going to have to do more on their lonesome. Thankfully, we've already seen when C.J. Stroud has to do something on his lonesome, he can do a little bit of something. Now, of course, you would like it so that he does not have to. But, yeah, I think that, yeah, you might operate more in a vacuum on what his talent is, which I think that we're in
I don't agree with that.
Okay.
Like Brock Purdy is a Niner and is getting that money because he's perfect for Shanahan's system.
Well, that's the funny thing about Shanahan, though. I think Shanahan operates with a level of hubris, and I say that without judgment, where or as all judgment that's due in that instance, where the system is so strong that whoever comes in
can run it. Now, that's fair. You know, because if Kaylee leaves, like you were talking about, you have to have a certain type of guy that can run that exact same thing. But you already will know that CJ fits that system. And DeMeco is still going to be the head coach. He won't be going anywhere. And you and Caserio will still be the GM. He'll bring in a guy that runs that type system. I think that's what really works in this deal.
Either way, I think one thing that feels very evident, CJ's next up, and like there's nothing in your mind that you absolutely need to see in order for that deal to get done. Is there?
Nothing.
Like
nothing.
Is there anything that could take you to a place where you're like, no, I don't want to see that CJ get an extension?
Nothing.
Like outside of like gruesome injuries.
You've heard me say this in the past. I think you could argue CJ Stroud was more impressive this past year than his rookie year.
You have said
that. Yeah. I would say sign him up soon as you can, man. Yeah. Let's get it over with.
So I think we're all in agreement there. Somebody said give CJ a 10-year, $700 million contract with the ability to be flexible. The Chiefs did it right. Mahomes got his bag. And when the team doesn't do a ton to help him, it's the best route.
But see, it was easy for Mahomes to do that because they were winning Super Bowls at that point, man. So he wanted to be there clearly.
Yeah.
I'm just kind of wondering if like his team, CJ's team and CJ himself is thinking like, man, let me see where this organization is going.
Especially, that's up to him.
Especially with the offensive line. Yeah. Like, y'all got rid of my best guy. Let me see what y'all do. I want to protect myself a little bit. So maybe I don't want to commit 10 years.
It's always interesting how, like, what is supposed to be a relationship that is all love turns into a little bit of there can be a little bit of adversarial nature to it because the money, ultimately trying to get the money right, is a tough situation. Don't envy that situation, but Nick Caserio is about to be – he's next up, right? Like, you're the next guy to figure this out. I'd be very interested to see if he sticks with this general MO of what it's been with giving other guys deals or if it's different just because it's quarterback. Well, we've got opportunity to see what that looks like, I imagine, next offseason. All right, you're in the loop here on Sports Radio 610. Coming up next, let's get into the question of the day, which is inspired by the crowd erupting up there in Arlington when Isak Paredes went yard. What is the best sound in sports? 713-572-4610. Give us your best. We'll talk about it next.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Hosting season's here. Are your Windows guests ready? Early access to Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale is on now. Save up to 40% site-wide and get a free measure. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. 100% online with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com can help. Our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for ease, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Early access to Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale is happening now. Shop and save up to 40% site-wide, plus a free measure at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Nerds. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.